The Perkins Infrared Exosatellite Survey, PINES 2. Transit Candidates and Implications for Planet Occurrence Around LNT Dwarfs, by Patrick Tamburo et al. We describe a new transit detection algorithm designed to detect single transit events in discontinuous Perkins Infrared Exosatellite Survey, PINES, observations of LNT dwarfs. We use this algorithm to search for transits in 131 PINES light curves and identify two transit candidates, 2MASSJ18212815 plus 1,414,010, 2MASSJ1821 plus 1414, and 2MASSJ08350622 plus 1,953,050, 2MASSJ0835 plus 1953. We disfavor 2MASSJ1821 plus 1414 as a genuine transit candidate due to the known variability properties of the source. We cannot rule out the planetary nature of 2MASSJ0835 plus 1953's candidate event and perform follow-up observations in an attempt to recover a second transit. A repeat event has yet to be observed, but these observations suggest that target variability is an unlikely cause of the candidate transit. We perform a Markov chain Monte Carlo simulation of the light curve and estimate a planet radius ranging from 4.2 carat plus 3.5 to 1.6 R to 5.8 carat plus 4.8 to 2.1 R, depending on the host's age. Finally, we perform an injection and recovery simulation on our light curve sample. We inject planets into our data using measured M-dwarf planet occurrence rates and attempt to recover them using our transit search algorithm. Our detection rates suggest that, assuming M-dwarf planet occurrence rates, we should have roughly a 1% chance of detecting a candidate that could cause the transit depth we observe for 2MASSJ0835 plus 1953. If 2MASSJ0835 plus 1953b is confirmed, it would suggest an enhancement in the occurrence of short-period planets around LNT dwarfs in comparison to M-dwarfs, which would challenge predictions from planet formation models. This was the Perkins Infrared Exosatellite Survey, PINES 2. Transit Candidates and Implications for Planet Occurrence Around LNT Dwarfs, by Patrick Tamburo et al.